Hanford's 7th Avenue looks pretty much like any other busy street in a small valley town. A broad avenue populated with a haphazard array of muffler shops, fast food joints, and gas stations. Yet less than half a block away exists another world, seemingly frozen in time, a cultural and historic artifact built by Chinese immigrants who came to build the railroad starting in the 1870s, a place called China Alley.
It's an authentic Disneyland. It is like going into Epcot Center, into the Chinese area, and seeing that, but this is authentic. It's not recreated.
That's Steve Bannister, a board member of the Taoist Temple Preservation Society. The temple, now restored and home to a museum, is just one of 11 historic buildings on the alley, including former Chinese herbalist shops, mahjong parlors, and noodle houses, most featuring distinctive traditional Chinese architecture. The block was also home to the internationally renowned Imperial Dynasty restaurant, which closed in 2006. Following its closure, activity in the alley dropped. The ravages of time and the elements have also taken their toll.
The balcony of the Taoist Temple now, and you can see the roof of the LT Su building, and you can see the part that's collapsing, and the front wall is leaning towards 7th Street, and every time it rains, we're afraid that we're going to come down here and see the LT Su building laying on the middle of 7th Street.
The economic and physical decline of the alley recently caught the attention of preservationists outside of Hanford.
For China Alley, our staff was particularly impressed by the intact nature of this rural Chinese community that reflected over 150 years of Chinese American history. The buildings are superlative examples, but certainly years of deterioration and disuse for the buildings, as well as unfortunately vandalism and deferred maintenance, have really brought them to the brink, and they desperately need some support and intervention in order to survive.
That's Elaine Stiles of the nonprofit National Trust for Historic Preservation. Earlier today, the organization named China Alley to its annual list of the nation's 11 most endangered historic places.
It sounds funny that you want and you work so hard to be endangered, but I think of something like the condor or the bald eagle. They were endangered, and now they're not on the endangered list because people started caring.
That's Ariane Wing, president of the Taoist Temple Preservation Society. Her great-grandfather opened up a noodle house on the alley in the 1880s, and her family owned the Imperial Dynasty. Thick steel shutters from the 19th century still shroud the narrow windows and doors of the LT Su Herb Company building. As Steve Bannister removes the modern padlock and swings them open, puffs of brick dust emerge from the walls. Architect Chris Johnson has been helping the society stabilize the building.
The first step is to get things stabilized structurally, to attach the walls and floors and make those positive connections to ensure the building doesn't continue to shift and move and collapse, basically. I'm surprised it's still there, to tell you the truth.
Inside, you can see the results of years of water damage. Yet amazing bits of history remain. The herbs still sit in their drawers, the brown wrapping paper still on the counter, ready to serve the next customer.
A lot of these things are just as Dr. Su left them, like he went home one day and decided not to come back to work.
Right now, China Alley's future remains uncertain. The city of Hanford is working to incorporate the block into a new plan for the east downtown area, and work on the stabilization of the LT Su building is set to begin soon. And perhaps the future for China Alley may be similar to its past.
I'm not sure that there couldn't still be a similar type of use in store. Maybe it becomes a tea house or something along those lines, which certainly would fit the character and style and feeling of the space the way it is today. These things are important because it once again helped define us as a community. I think those are really important things that we can't lose.
For Valley Public Radio in Hanford, I'm Joe Moore.